In this bulletin, the latest Israeli strikes in Gaza killed 10 Palestinians. An Afghan man who worked for the ADF in Afghanistan has had his humanitarian visa revoked. And in AFL, Harry Dean, son of Carlton great Peter Dean, has joined the Blues. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. Israeli airstrikes have reportedly killed 10 Palestinians in Gaza, shaking the fragile ceasefire that has held only loosely since October. Medics say the strikes hit several locations across Gaza City, including Shejaya and Zeytun, while a separate attack in Mawasi, west of Khan Yunis, killed 4 more people. The Gaza Health Ministry says after these attacks, at least 280 Palestinians have been killed since the beginning of last month's ceasefire. A spokesperson for Gaza's civil defense, Mahmoud Basal, says the latest strikes show a clear escalation, with homes and public buildings targeted across the city.
Israeli occupation forces are clearly targeting and escalating operations in the Gaza Strip. Multiple locations in the Strip, particularly in Gaza City, have been targeted. The latest strike was the Augas building in the Zeytun neighborhood at Askela Road, directly with a warplane with 2 rockets. There are 3 martyrs and more than 25 injured arrived at Al Ahli Arab Baptist Hospital, including children, women, and elderly.
The Israeli military says its attacks were a response to Hamas gunfire they say violated the nearly 6-week truce, which is part of the U.S. brokered plan for post-war Gaza. Both sides have accused each other of undermining the ceasefire. And Ukrainian rescuers are working through the night in the city of Ternopil after one of Russia's deadliest strikes on western Ukraine. Ukrainian officials say a barrage of Russian drones and missiles struck 2 9-story apartment blocks in the city, killing at least 25 people, including 3 children. About 80 others were wounded as Russia fired 476 drones and 48 missiles at Ukraine, striking energy and transport infrastructure and forcing emergency power cuts in a number of regions in frigid temperatures. The neighboring Lviv and Ivano-Frankivsk regions were also struck, and a drone attack on 3 districts of the northeastern city of Kharkiv has wounded more than 30 people. This comes as Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has held talks in Turkey in a new drive to revive peace negotiation with Russia. President Zelensky met his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan as part of his efforts to diplomatically isolate Russian President Vladimir Putin. Ukraine, Russia, and Turkey, among other countries, have borders with the Black Sea. In October, Ukraine's State Security Service unveiled upgraded sea drones that can operate in the area, targeting Russian shipping and infrastructure. Mr. Zelensky says they're relying on Turkey's diplomatic assistance as well as their ability to counter Russia's presence in the Black Sea.
We count on the strength of Turkish diplomacy, on how it's understood in Moscow. Turkey's active involvement in the coalition of the willing, especially in the naval component, is important. Everyone understands the significance of security in the Black Sea. That kind of security can only be guaranteed together with Turkey.
Meanwhile, in Australia, an Afghan man who worked as a tradesman for the Australian Defence Force in Afghanistan has had a humanitarian visa revoked without explanation. Juma Gulgul, also known as Juma Gul, was granted an in-country special humanitarian visa on November 3rd, almost 2 years after first applying. But Home Affairs documents show it was then revoked less than 2 weeks later. The Home Affairs and Immigration Minister are yet to comment, but the Australian government has previously been criticised for leaving interpreters and others who help defence personnel behind after the Taliban took control of the country, leaving them at risk from persecution by the group. A 2022 parliamentary report said the federal government needed to do more to protect people who had worked with Australia and were at risk of reprisal. And now to AFL, and Harry Dean, the son of 2-time Carlton Premiership player Peter Dean, has joined the Blues in the National Draft. Dean, who turned 18 last week, graduated from the Carlton Academy and had drawn interest not only from Carlton, but also from the West Coast Eagles. The number 3 draft pick said he was pretty honoured. Meanwhile, the Eagles selected Willem Dersma as the AFL's number 1 draft pick.